Welcome to Life in Mind. This podcast will provide an introduction to self-care, its purpose and background, as well as some initial ideas for what you can do to increase your own self-care. What is self-care? Self-care refers to the activities that help individuals look after themselves both physically and mentally. It refers to behaviours that we can undertake to ensure that our bodies and mind function effectively and healthily. Self-care doesn't require the need to add more activities to our already busy schedules, but to take time out for ourselves when we need it. When should we practice self-care? Self-care is different for everyone. There are no specific timeframes or limit to which we can enjoy self-care activities. Some people may have the need to practice self-care activities every day. Others may feel they need to practice self-care less regularly to maintain a positive state of mind. Self-care is about allowing ourselves the time to partake in activities that improve our mental and physical health and well-being. It is important to understand that self-care isn't designed to be an emergency stress relief plan, but should be incorporated into our everyday lives to maintain positive well-being. It is important to understand that self-care isn't designed to be an emergency stress relief plan, but should be incorporated into our everyday lives to maintain positive well-being. How can we incorporate self-care into our lives? People can benefit from self-care activities and actions in different ways. It is important to identify which activities and behaviours will be most beneficial to your own well-being. Here are some examples to help you discover different types of self-care activities that can have a positive impact on your mental health. Practice self-care to keep yourself healthy and happy. It can be difficult to give others the care and attention they need if we ourselves aren't healthy and happy. Make time for the activities you know you already enjoy and that help you relax. These activities don't have to be expensive and can be as simple as taking a bath, going fishing, or playing with pets. Learn how to monitor and reduce stress in positive ways. Examples may include relaxation and breathing exercises, going outside for fresh air, or physical exercise and sports. Learn how to monitor and reduce stress in positive ways. Examples may include relaxation and breathing exercises, going outside for fresh air, or physical exercise and sports. If you have spiritual beliefs, take time for regular spiritual practice or spend time with others who share your beliefs. It is important to take care of ourselves physically by getting plenty of sleep, eating healthy food, exercising, and limiting the amount of alcohol and other substances in our lives. Self-care can include spending time with your family and friends. Our personal relationships and the support we get from them can be especially important during tough or challenging times. Try to develop friendships or relationships outside of the workplace. If things become stressful at work, it can be helpful to spend time with people who aren't involved in the workplace or to take a break. Recognize when you need help from others and ask for support. Support may come from colleagues, friends, family, your GP, a psychologist, or another health professional. An important part of self-care is achieving balance between your professional role and personal life. Most importantly, find self-care activities that work for you and your needs. Listen to your own mental and physical health and take time out for self-care when you need it.